Ranami, we just had a pasuk. If you hit your friend that you have to pay him money and you don't get malchus, so who want you have to cash him? Came, but out the lo Yosef, ten Yosef, you're going against the Torah. The Torah says a lav of lo Yosef, mashmi, you have to get malchus. So how could the Torah say no? You have to pay money. And vayte edim zoymim imnami, and came but out the voyim ben a curse of Russia. By edim zoymim, there's a parsha you have to get malchus. And now with dashening, you don't get malchus, but you have to pay money. So who are you going against the Torah? So what do you have to say? Like, this is only a kasha back to Rabbi Yochanan. Ela, how do you have to answer like this? Edim zoymimim, eshele kiyuma bebegrusha ben chalutza. In other words, in the case of edim zoymimim, the Torah says alav. So true, usually alav means you get malchus. Here, a lot of times you have to pay money and you don't get malchus. But as long as there's one case that you get malchus, that's what the Torah said alav. The cases by Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. In other words, there are cases where you can't do Kasha Zaman. Let's say two Adam said, we know about this Kayin that his mother's a Gerusha. So it comes out that he's a Cholul. So they wanted to make him a Cholul. Then two Adam later says, you don't know what you're talking about, the checker. They said, Emmanuel Yisim, you were never there, you don't know the mother's a Gerusha. So now what can we do to the first two Adam? We can't make them a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. They're not a Kayin. And even if they were recurring, we can't give it back, because it's a psul to the Zaroi, the Gemara Makkah says, and we don't give punishments to their children also. So in the case where you can't do Kasha Zomam, then there's a Chiddush, you have to get Malkus. So the kids say there are cases by Edim Zomimim that you do get Malkus. So therefore it's not a Kasha what the Torah said aloud by Edim Zomimim. As long as there's one or two cases that you get Malkus, that's enough. You don't have to get Malkus all over. As long as by Ben Gerusha Mechlutzi you could get Malkus, it's good what the Torah said aloud. I'll tell you the same terrace applies by Chayvul B'chaveroi. When you hit your friend, Nami, Iko l'kiyumei, k'goyin sheikor ha'ko shem b'sheva pruta. I tell you, know what the Torah says, lo Yosef alav. Because you do get Malkus. When do you get Malkus? If you hit your friend, less than a sheva pruta is worth. So there's no money involved. Since there's no money involved, then we say you get Malkus, and not money. So the kid said, there's a reason why the Torah said alav of lo Yosef. You get Malkus in this case. So if so, I'll tell you, Achoisei Nami, that's what the Torah says. Erbas Achoisei Lo Segala. The Torah says there's a lav. You're not allowed to live with your sister. I'll tell you, Ikul Kiyumai, Be Achoisei Begaris. You can answer a story about a case where your sister is a Begaris, where there's no Kanas. When do we say you have to pay money when there's Kanas? That's when she's a Nara. And a Khanami, when she's a Nara, you don't get Malkus. You only have to pay money. Why? Because Ula has a Gzeira Shava Tachas Tachas. Arev Yechon said a Svaro. The Torah says a Lafi of Loi Segala. Mashma, that has to be Malkus. The Torah says there's enough that there are certain times that you get Malkus. When you live with your sister, when she's a Vagaris, then you get Malkus. So who's a Kasha back to Rabbi Yechon then? Why doesn't Rabbi Yechon learn like Ula to say at least by Knas that you'd have to pay money and not Malkus? So Gemara answers, O Malach Rabbi Yechon, Hai tachas asherino mi boile likad avaya. So Yechonon agrees that if you have the gzeira shava, you're right, Ula. Ula makes the gzeira shava tachas tachas. It says here by Knas, tachas asherino. So it's an extra word, tachas. Rabbi Yechonon says no, the word tachas is not extra. You need it for abaya's halacha. To Yomar abaya says like this. Omar Kroa, the pasuk says, tachas asherino. It says, what you have to pay the kanas, the $50, the 50 shkolim, tachas instead, that you gave up pain, you gave up painig, that you live with her, you forced her. That you forced her to live with you, you gave her pain, because of the pain of living with her, you have to pay the kanas, the 50 shkolim. So Abaye dashes like this, hai tachas asherino, mechlal de'ika boishes upagam. The Torah is saying, that you have to pay 50 shkolim, don't think that's it. Only 50 and nothing more. You should know the 50 is only for the fact that you forced her to live with her. But let's say you gave her embarrassment also. Let's say you gave her pekam also. Now she's worth less. She won't be sold. She can't sell herself for a slave so easily anymore. She's worth less. That you have to pay her. So Tosek Tachas is saying like this. That the Pasuk says if you live with a late girl, you have to pay a 50 shkolim, that's only for the maisa of Anusa, that you forced her to live with you, you have to pay a 50. That's not the total price. you have to pay more for the boishas and the begam, that you do have to pay. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan does with the word tachas. So the kiss is not extra, you need it for this limud. So therefore there's no gzera shava, therefore he says the klal all over is milki loki, v'mani lo mishalim. So the Gemara of Ula, how does Ula know Abayat Halacha? And Echnami, v'yulo nafkulay midirava. Ula learns it out from the way Rava learns it out. To Yama Rava says like this, Oma Kroa, the Pasuk says, v'nosan o ish ha'ashoyche v'imo lavi ha'nara chamishim kosef. It says the man that forced this girl and lived with the girl, he asked her now pay her father 50 shkolim, 50 kesef. So he dashes that his Pasuk says, ho'ish ha'ashoyche v'imo. Mashma, for the fact that you live with her, hanor shchiva chamishim. You have to pay 50 shkolim for the hanor, the enjoyment you have by living with her. Mechlal, it's a raya though, the ikar boishes of begam, that there's more payment involved, that's not the total bill. This bill of 50 shkolim is only hashoichiv imo, for the fact that you live with her, for the anusa that you did. But enechanami, if you gave her embarrassment, or you made her worth less, that you have to pay. That's the way Ula learns. So Ula would learn the way Rava learns. Therefore, the word tachas is still extra. Therefore, Ula makes a gzera shava. It says tachas here, and it says tachas by chayvu. Just like there, you have to pay money. Here also by kenas, Ula, you have to pay money, and not malchus. But Rabbi Yochanan says, no, there's no extra word tachas. He needs it for drasha of abaya. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan shita is all over that milk aloki, but money le mishali. The other Gemara says, Rabbi Lezer says, he says another pshat. Like, how do we know, according to Rabbi Yochanan Shita, that usually you have to get malchus? How come by Edim Zaymim it's not that way? How come by Edim Zaymim we say you have to pay money and you don't get malchus? Shavleza says a new svara. Not from the pasuk we had before, but he says, Mishum, Delav B'nei Asroninu. I'll tell you, Edim Zaymim, we can't warn them. So since we can't warn them beforehand, it's a svara to say not to give them malchus. Because usually, you don't get malchus unless you warned. To pay money, you sometimes have to pay money even though you're not warned. Let's say somebody steals. We don't have to warn you. You have to pay back the money. Let's say you punch somebody. We don't have to warn you. Even if we didn't warn you, money you have to pay. So to pay money, there's a chiyuv to pay money even though you weren't warned yet. Mashenken, usually you never get malchus unless you warn first. So let us say there's a svara that since Edim Zaymimim, we don't have to warn them, so it's a svara to say we should make them pay money rather than giving them malchus. Because money, you don't have to be warned. Malchus, you have to be warned. So you have a choice which one to give. It's more of a svara to give them money and not malchus. Now, how do we know we can't warn them or we don't have to warn them? So Amar Rava says, Teid, I'll bring you proof. Because Nisri Bu Amos, when should we warn the Edim Zaymimim? When should Bezdim warn them? Those first two Edim, every time Edim come and tell us something, they tell us that Reuven owes $1,000. So Bezdim has to be afraid, maybe the Edim Zaymimim. So really Bezdim has to warn them and say, listen, be careful what you're saying, because if we're going to find out later that you're Edim Zaymimim, we're going to make you pay the money. So if you want to warn them at the beginning, throughout the Gemara, Nisru b'mikara, Amri ishtaloyin, that's no good. If we warn them before the Yedim says the Raidis, they'll forget by the time they say the Yedis. Nisgur b'shas mais, if you want to warn them at the time when the Yedim are in Bezdin right now, saying over the Raidis, so the Gemara Pirshiv le'masadi, no Yedim will ever say Yedis. If Yedim come to Bezdin, and all of a sudden the Bezdin themselves starts warning them and chesha them, that you should know, if you're going to be caught to be Yedim Zayim later, we're going to make you pay money. So the Edim would say, listen, if you're choshed us, why do we got to put out our necks to say Edis? That maybe somebody will make us be fools and not to pay money, we better not say Edis. So you can't warn the Edim b'shas for saying Edim. You're like scaring them too much. They'll be partially, they'll stop saying Edis. So that's what Rava says, it's a svara. Edim does not have to be warned before they say the Edis. I, Nisru Vul of Saif, the Torah says, first let the Edim say, and then let them be warned. The Torah says, no, my heavy, once they already said the Raidis, you can't give Asro means nothing. So you say to Asro is, we're warning you, don't do it, because we want you to stop not to do it. But if you already did the Aver and you weren't warned then, late Asro doesn't help you. Like, you can't make you stop it. I had to retract it, that much a person won't retract it. There's one thing to warn you before you do it to stop you from doing it. Maybe we can get you not to do it. But once the person did the aver already, if we warn you, that's no svara, you won't stop because of the warning. Samara says, warning later doesn't help. Samara says, that's rav svara, riot rav leza, edim zoymimim, does not have to be warned before. Now the Gemara says, no, maskav lo abaya, abaya is the kasha. V'nitzku b'hu, v'toich k'dei dibur. There was let the yedim first say the radis. And the next second, right away, Bezdim will warn them. And the mind of toich k'dei dibur is that they could be chayzer. Like first two Edom will come and say the radis to Bezdim, we saw the way Reuven borrowed $1,000. And the next second, Bezdim will tell them, we want you to be careful. Because if we're going to catch you to v'yedim zoymimim, we're going to make you pay the money. So let's give them the asura the next second after they said it. So they're not going to be afraid not to say it because they said it. And really it's called good asura because they could be chayzer, they could retract their edis, toich k'dei dibur. So that's a good idea. Let them warn them, toich k'dei dibur. Maskiv lo rav acha b'red ravika, v'nisru bo mikara. Another eitzah. Give the edim asura before they come to Bezdin altogether. Ah, you tell me they'll forget it later. For near Masbura Musei, and I tell you, when they say the Radis in Bezdin, the Shasta saying over the Radis, let's make Ramazim. Let's make signals to them. Like we'll signal to them as if to say, remember what we warned you about before. So the svar is, to be perished to say that they'll stop saying Adis, that we're not afraid about. Since we're not speaking out right now the actual Asura, we're not afraid they'll stop saying the Radis. But they can't say they forgot their Asura, because you'll make Ramazim, you'll wink to them right now to remind them about the Asura. So the kids to Lechura, we don't have any proof to Reb Laza to say that Edom Zoymimim does not need Asura. Maybe you do have to warn the Edom Zoymimim, Toch the Dibur. Then the Gemara said like this, no. Hodor Om Rabbi Abaye then said like this, that Lav Milsi the Yarmid, it's nothing what you're saying. All your questions are not questions. That what Reb Laza said at the beginning, that Edom Zoymimim does not need Asura, he's right. Why? Because Isakodaitok Edom Zoymimim, Srichin Asura, if you're going to tell me that Edom Zoymimim does need Asura, you have to warn them first. If so, Kiloi Masrinimu, if you don't warn them first, the loch is going to be then, Loikatlinalu, you're not going to kill them, you won't give them the punishment. Now let's say in a case where two Edom come to Bezin and say, we saw the way Reuven killed somebody. So Bezdin Paskin's ice now, Reuven's supposed to be killed. And then another two Edim come and say to the first two Edim, you weren't there to see the way Reuven killed somebody, you were with us in a different city. So Lachar is, you made the first two Edim, Edim Zemimim, that the Lachar is now Bezdin goes to kill the first two Edim, they get killed. So you want to tell me like this, if the first two Edim themselves weren't warned, then they don't get killed. If that would be the pshat, Kilay Masrina, but like Adlina Lu, for the Marmiya comedians or anything, the Yinu Boyikoto Bloyasru, they wanted to have this Reuven killed, and Reuven was not warned. What did the Edom Zoymimim want to do? These first two Edom came to Bezdin and said, you should know, we saw the way Reuven killed somebody. So they wanted Reuven to be killed. Now, was Reuven warned? No, it's not even true. Reuven never killed the guy. So the Edom wanted to have Reuven killed without even Reuven being warned. So if so, if you can tell me now that the two Edom themselves are only killed if they themselves are warned first, if so, if Yinu boy Asro, Horbino v'yasisim loy, kashizolim lasos liyochi v'leka. The Torah says Edom Zoymimim is what you wanted to do to him, that's what we're going to do back to you. Now what you wanted to do to him is, you wanted to be mechayev of him to be killed without being warned. So therefore the din is avadat svara that will have you killed also, even though you weren't warned. Even though you never warned the Edom Zoymimim, that's the svara that do not need asura. That's what Reb Leza says. So Leza says there's a svara to say, Edom Zoymimim does not have to be warned. Therefore there's a svara that we give them money and not malchus. Because usually to get malchus you have to be warned. Since Edom are not warned first, we'd rather give them money than give them malchus. So the Mara Maskev lo Rav Simma b'Reid Rav Yirmiyah. Ela meyatev so ben Grusha ben Chalutza. Teloi mikasha zomim komis rabbi liboy yasro. As we said before, when two Edom come to see Edith that a Kayin is a ben Grusha ben Chalutza, that he's the son, his mother was a Grusha, so he's saying about this kid now he's a Chalul. He's a Pasla Kayin. And let's say later we came out to say that you were fools. The first two Eidim were Eidim Zoymimim. So we can't make them Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. So we're not really being Mekayim Kasher Zomam. What are we being Mekayim? That they're over the love of Loisana, therefore we're giving them Malkus. For the Gemara in this case, since their punishment is not from Kasher Zomam, the Chodesh should have to have Asroh. If those swore why they don't need Asroh, is because of Kasher Zomam. So in the case of Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, where the punishment of Malkus is not because of Kasher Zomam, but because of the love of Loisana, maybe you should have to be warned first. So Amakro, and this the pasuk says, no, Mishpat Echad Yilachem, that there's one judgment for all the cases. That means Mishpat Hashav L'Kuchem. So since in the Pasha of Edim Zenimim, when you do Kasher Zomam, when we want to give back these first two Edim, what they want to do to somebody else, just like they wanted to give the other person without warning, so we give you the punishment without warning, to svara all cases of Edim Zaymin. So you always get the punishment even though they weren't warned first. That's the svara. So Mela, that's Rebbe Lezer's svara to say, Edim Zaymin gets money and not malchus. Rav Shisha Bred Ravidi Yomar, Chayvu B'chavei Renami, it's also a svara. Memoyne Mishalem Mukla Lokim Yachah, from a svara. The pasuk says, "V'chi yinoshu anoshim v'noif v'isharo v'yosu v'ilodeho." All right, we'll stop here. Let's lose it here. You're holding the Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph near the bottom. The Gemara says, or three quarters down. The Gemara says, Rav Shisha Bred Ravidi Yoma. That Rav Shisha Bred Ravidi says that Choyvo Bechavei Reinami Memoine Mishalim O Milke Leloki Mehocha. I'll bring another proof, another raya, that Aloha we said before, by Choyvo Bechavei Roi, when you hit your friend, that even though usually Rabbi Yechanan holds that when there's Malkus and Mumin, usually we give you Malkus because the Pasuk says Kedei Rishosoi and Aboyim Yakenu, and we don't give you money, but we'd rather give you Malkus usually. Mashenkin, in the case of Chayvul Bechaveroi, when you hit your friend, here there's a special halacha that we say, if you hit him, even though you're over the lab of Lo Yosef, but since there's money involved, you have to pay the money and you don't get Malkus. So how do we know it? Before we had a posik of Kasherosa, Ken Yosoloi, Ken Yinosimboi. That was one posik. Now Rav Shisha Bered Ravidi wants to say another posik. From here, the Pasuk says in Shmos Chof Aleph that v'chi yinotzu anoshim, when two people are fighting, hitting one another, v'nog for ishahor horo, and you have a pregnant lady next to them, and by mistake, instead of hitting the man, you hit the pregnant lady, v'yotzu yilodeo, and she has a miscarriage there. So now the Pasuk says that if you kill her, it says nefesh tachas nefesh, pashna means we kill you also. But if we don't kill the lady, just the baby, just the kid, then we say you have to pay the Dmei Vlodis. Well, now, the Gemara says, V'yomar Rebbe Lozer, Rebbe Lozer says that the mitzvahs shebemisa akosuv medaber. The pasuk is talking about in the case that there is a chiyuv misa. In other words, even though you meant to hit the other person, and by mistake your hand went and hit the pregnant lady, if you kill her, the locher is your chiyuv misa. Because the pasuk says v'yimosan yiyah v'nosato nefesh tachas nefesh, that if you kill the lady, you take your life for her life. So there, this is the klal that niskapim horegazev horegazev is chayiv. Because you're not really yeshayig here, because you had in mind to kill somebody, you had in mind to punch the man. Just you thought you're punching this man, and by mistake your hand goes and punches somebody else. If you kill him, you're also chayiv misa. Like we'll soon see. Now the Gemara says hechidomi. What are we talking about here? If we didn't warn him, like tell him, don't hit your friend, don't hit him. Because if you hit him and kill him, you'll be chayiv misa. If we didn't warn him, is a my mikdol. Even if you want to say, niskapim horegazev chayiv, but you have to be warned first. Where was the asroh here? So why do you get killed if you weren't warned? Elab shita, of course, we're talking about the asroh bay. In the case where you were warned, that you were warned. In other words, we warned you, don't hit this person. And now you didn't listen, and we warned you, because if you kill him, we're going to kill you. And you didn't listen, you went and punched in order to kill, but by mistake, instead of killing him, you killed the other lady. So it says what? Yechayiv Misa. Now, it's the pasuk also says that in the case that she does not die, you did not kill her, only the baby, then you do have to pay the Dmei Vlodis, you have to pay how much the kid is worth.
Now, we hold this svara, umusru ladavu chomor, hevi musla davar akal. If we warn you for something more strict, for davar chomor, like femisa, if we warn you, don't kill this person, because if you kill him, we'll kill you. So automatically, that remained, that is a hasra warning, ladavar akal, for something like malchus. In other words, by hitting, we warn you, don't kill him, because we'll kill you. But in that is also that we warn you, don't hit, because by hitting, you're being over alive. And if you're over alive, you should know you get malchus. Like, it's as if we told you that if you don't kill, you're just over the lav of lo yosef, and then you get malchus. So it is considered like you were warned for malchus. For yomer rachmon, and still the Torah says, for lo yiyosen, let's say you do not kill the lady, you only punch her, and the kid comes out, is osen yeyonish, in such a case you have to pay the demei vlodis, you have to pay how much the baby is worth. So we see, even though you had asro, you were warned for the lav of lo yosef, not to hit, to get in, you really should get malchus for that. Still, the pasuk is telling us that if you don't kill the lady, just hit her, and then you have to pay the money and not the malchus. So here's the proof to say by Chayvul Bechaver, the law is, Mamayna Mishalim or Milkul Aloki. Now the Gemara says, no, Maskev lo Rav Ashi, Mimai de Muslo Dover Chomer, Hevi Muslo Dover Akal. How do you know that the Hatas Roh for Dover Chomer is automatically considered, like you warned him, for Malchus also? Dilma loy heve. Maybe in Dini Hasro, it's not called Hasro. Hasro means before we give you a punishment, you have to be warned. And you have to be warned to know you're going to get that direct punishment. So here we warn you, don't hit the other person because you're going to kill him, and then you'll get Chiv Misa. So we warned you not for killing, and if you kill, that's when we understand why you get killed. But that's not, maybe it's not called enough warning if you don't kill him. Just you're over the lav of Lo Yosef of hitting, maybe there's no Hasra for that Malchus. Maybe for Dini Hasra you have to be warned exactly for what we want to give you. So we wish I have to warn you that don't hit because you get Malchus, and that we didn't say. So maybe it's not called Malchus. That's one kasha. And Vayitim Tim Tzoloy Mehevei, even if you want to tell me no, since we warned you for the more stricter punishment, it's automatically considered like you received Hasro for the more kal, for the Malchus. So really then, it should be a proof like, how come you don't get Malchus here? I tell you, no. Mimai de Misa Chamura, who told you that the punishment of being killed, of Misa, that's called the more stricter punishment, that's called a Chamura.